local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two, Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Joe and Austin with you for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today, November 2nd, 2023. Tomorrow, the Homecoming Air Show starts. Gates opening at 8 a.m., shows scheduled for 9:30 both days. A lot happening here in our area this coming up weekend, and the weather looks absolutely perfect for it. We'll get details on that in about 5 minutes from right now. We start off, as always, with our top three stories today, and the latest in Gaza is that over 70 Americans have been able to get out of Gaza this week. The Border Crossing Authority issued a new list of passport holders overnight who have been approved for departure. The list includes about 400 Americans.
This is my fifth attempt to leave. We evacuated our house about 19 days ago.
And at least 300 foreign citizens were able to leave yesterday as Israeli airstrikes continued. The crossing was opened after Egypt, Hamas, and Israel agreed up to 500 people may cross daily. Also today, the U.S. Navy, for the first time in their service's history, will be led by a woman. The Senate confirmed Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti as Chief of Naval Operations today. She's the first woman to fill the role and will become the first woman to be a permanent member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She was first nominated in July, but her promotion has been stalled for months due to Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on confirmations. More about that then coming up in national headlines. And Republicans may soon make a decision on whether to impeach President Biden. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters his party is coming to a point of decision on impeachment. He stressed, however, investigations focused on whether Biden illegally benefited from his family's foreign business dealings are ongoing. Those are a look at our top three stories today. 5:11 here at News Radio 92.3. Continuing on with some of our local headlines today and an update from Pensacola Police this afternoon. An arrest made in a deadly shooting early last month at the Pensacola Village Apartments. Police taking 20-year-old Jacoby Smith into custody. He allegedly shot and killed Leron Wesley at the Pensacola Village Apartments back on October 1st. At around 3 o'clock this afternoon, Pensacola Police SWAT team took Smith into custody. No specific word on charges have been released as of this time. Also today, a suspect identified in a deadly shooting last night in Brownsville. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is looking for 28-year-old Shabree Steverson. The shooting happened on West Blunt Street. A male victim found with a gunshot wound to the abdomen and was transported to a hospital where he died. Not much known about the incident other than it reportedly stemmed from an argument. And if you have any information on Steverson's whereabouts, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. Well, as we mentioned at the top, the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show on board NAS Pensacola is tomorrow, both Friday and Saturday. We got a chance to catch up with Base Public Affairs Officer Bruce Cummins, sharing some do's and don'ts if you're planning on going out there. What you should do is bring sunscreen, and what you shouldn't do?
Absolutely no weapons. We can't have any weapons on board. Coolers, you know, those aren't something that we can do. Outside food and beverage, there's tons of stuff that's going to be available, you know, inside.
Yeah, also the gates are opening at 8 a.m., and pack your patience there, as, of course, you won't be the only one trying to get on base for the show, so leave yourself plenty of time. And as far as road traffic goes,
observe local traffic regulations when you're coming up to the air station. Make sure that you're not blocking entry and egress routes. Emergency vehicles might need those. Right. So, you know, queuing up on the side of the road or something, you're not going to be able to do that next to the air station. So just bear that in mind and plan accordingly.
Again, gates open at 8 a.m. Shows are scheduled to start at 9:30 both tomorrow and Saturday. Our Andrew McKay got a chance to catch up with slot pilot Blue Angel number 4, Lieutenant Commander Scott Goosens. And after 2 years in the team, This weekend will be his last shows as a member of the Blue Angels.
This has been the most rewarding tour of my career. You know, what I will miss the most will definitely be just coming to work every day with the people. We have such a great group here. You know, the cream of the crop, the best of the best in the fleet. And I will miss that. I'll miss that camaraderie and just this high-functioning organization that I've been so fortunate to be a part of for the last 2 years.
Yeah, so that full interview will come up with Andrew on the Pensacola Morning News tomorrow, 7:40. You can hear that full interview there. But always a good show and a bittersweet one for obvious reasons. 5:15, a few more local headlines are coming up right after Traffic and Weather Together.
All right, so this Traffic and Weather Together update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking first in Escambia County, we've got some congestion on Brent Lane, particularly near the intersections with North Davis Highway and North Palafox Street. Speaking of North Davis Highway, we've got some more where University Parkway tries to merge onto there. As for Santa Rosa County, Caroline Street, we were having some serious issues in the last hour as people were trying to come over Blackwater River, but that has seemingly lessened some. We're also seeing some congestion a bit further west where you try to get onto Avalon Boulevard. There's been some congestion there. And lastly, there was some at the intersection of Caroline Street and Florida Town Road. It was a bit back up there, but nothing too out of the ordinary.
All right, very good. Meteorologist Alan Strum gets us the latest on the weather.
The weather overnight, not quite as chilly with low temperatures down in the 40s. Still cool, but not as cold. Clear skies tonight, and we'll have sunshine over the next several days all the way through the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, high temperatures will be in the 70s and a little bit warmer each day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now, 66 degrees, sunny, overnight low tonight is going to be 48. A few more local headlines. Escambia County Commissioners meeting today, and among the agenda items will be to potentially set a public hearing for a revised ordinance meant to cut down on aggressive panhandling in medians.
I think it's anything that interferes with the flow of traffic.
Okay.
So if they're doing something there that's causing an interference or unsafe condition, I think it would probably more likely be enforced.
That's County Administrator Wes Moreno. He says the aggressive panhandling has become a real problem and the community wants it addressed. The proposed ordinance is actually a revision of existing law that is facing issues related to whether it's constitutional or enforceable. The public hearing is expected to be scheduled for early next month. Also, City of Pensacola continues pushing forward with an initiative to get red light cameras at some of their busiest intersections. Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall says he's looked into the data for the last 5 years, and the number of crashes and the hours that officers spend has been crazy high.
Most of our crashes are on, you know, the major arteries and a thoroughfare where it requires traffic control. So there's multiple officers that respond to these incidents. But also think about the property damage, the personal injury, and things of that nature that comes along with this. And then the increased insurance rates because of these crashes and things of that nature.
And Randall says his data shows there have been 15,000 crashes at problem intersections across the city. Of course, Mayor Reeves and city leaders are looking to move forward with a pilot program to put red light cameras at some of those intersections. 5:19 right now, we will take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pensacola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Pensacola right now, Joe and Austin with you, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Continuing on here with our state headlines, Senator Rick Scott making news today. He wrote an op-ed for Newsweek and made an endorsement for president. In his opinion piece, Senator Scott says that while every Republican in the field would be a better president than Joe Biden, quote, Republican voters are making their voices heard loud and clear. They want to return to the leadership of Donald Trump. Austin, do you think this sends a big wave of support to Trump, or do you think it may have a negative impact on the DeSantis campaign?
Well, I think both. I mean, I know that Trump has been for a while now the overwhelming favorite amongst a lot of Republicans, and I think Rick Scott is just simply confirming that. I mean, it is. Like, he's saying Republican voters, yeah, it's out there. Like, they want Trump.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. We already had Mike Pence withdraw.
Yep.
We have the debate coming up next. What is it? Next Wednesday, I think, in Miami. Mm. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what these next few weeks and months hold. You know, DeSantis is, and we've talked about this in the past. You know, me and Gracie had talked about it, but you know, from really the get go. DeSantis's campaign was never really able to generate a lot of positive momentum.
Yeah.
You know, he went through the whole thing in even announcing his campaign, which was a technological disaster on Twitter when he tried it. And then there have just been here and there, just these, I don't know if negative is the right word or just these things that come up about how they're, you know, restructuring the campaign and they're letting go of people. And I know a lot's being made. I don't know. We haven't really talked about this yet, but there's a lot of videos going around of how he is apparently wearing boots that allow him to appear taller in interviews on the stage.
Yeah. Media, I don't know. Media's going to tear you apart if you're doing something like
that. Yeah. I don't know if I mean, you know, look, I'm don't have any inside info to know if that's true or not, but it just seems like, you know, from the very beginning, DeSantis's campaign, for whatever reason, has just not been able to get off the ground and really generate any sort of positive momentum. Yeah. And I don't know if Donald Trump being in the race would change that or not. I don't know, because even since then, you know, various polls, and of course, you know, take polls with a grain of salt, but it's not just that Donald Trump has a big lead. It's also that, you know, Ramaswamy is gaining on him and surpassing him in some states, and Nikki Haley in other states. And it just seems like he's just kind of been in this proverbial 1A, now 2 or 3, depending on the state and depending on the poll. And, you know, there's just been no traction that he's been able to get.
Well, mainstream media's, they talked about DeSantis being like, oh, this guy's an up-and-comer. He could be a Trump, or he could be a challenger for Trump.
Well, you went, like, I mean, it did not take a very long time for things to go from he is, quote, America's governor to...
Who is this guy?
Kind of a, I don't know, punching bag, maybe too strong, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's just fallen out of favor, and I think it's because of how high the expectations were when he came into it.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. A few more state headlines here before we get another check of the roads and weather. So Florida taking to the sky in its first ever air taxi test flight. Officials say they conducted an urban air mobility trial at Tampa International Airport this morning in collaboration with German aircraft manufacturer Volocopter. The electric-powered aircraft is designed to take people and supplies to different places within city limits.
Mm. And, excuse me, lawmakers are laying out their plans ahead of next week's special legislative session. Both the House and Senate have released their proposals, including a change to the state school voucher program. The change would remove a cap on the program to benefit students with disabilities and would be funded by more than $300 million set aside in the state budget. They will also discuss additional sanctions on Iran. The session starts Monday and is expected to last 4 days.
All right. Let's get a quick check of the roads and weather here, and then we'll finish out on state headlines.
All right. So looking at Escambia County right now, we're still dealing with some congestion on Brent Lane, especially towards the intersection with North Palafox Street. And we've also actually got some serious congestion going up Pensacola Boulevard, heading towards the merge with South Highway 95. But other than that, that's really the main offenders in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. In Santa Rosa County, we were dealing with some congestion on Caroline Street coming in just over Blackwater River. That has lessened, but it is still present. We've still got a lot on Caroline Street where the intersection with Avalon Boulevard begins. And I previously touched on congestion near Florida Town Road, and that is still alive and well.
All right.
The weather overnight, not quite as chilly with low temperatures down in the 40s. Still cool, but not as cold. Clear skies tonight, and we'll have sunshine over the next several days all the way through the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, high temperatures will be in the 70s and a little bit warmer each day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Mostly sunny, 65 degrees right now. Overnight low tonight is going to be 48. Also today in Florida news, Southwest Airlines is planning for a major shift in Florida. The company says that they will transfer most of its international operations from Fort Lauderdale to Orlando. The airline also plans to add 6 daily nonstop flights to the Caribbean and Central America starting in June. Say the primary reason is for cost-saving purposes.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Governor Ron DeSantis says that Florida's law enforcement recruitment program has landed officers from all 50 states. The initiative offers a $5,000 bonus to police officers who move to Florida. So far, the program has brought in around 3,300 officers and families.
Yeah, very cool story there. I think it was a month ago, or maybe it was in September, DeSantis. Yeah, I think it was last month. DeSantis in Florida spending money to put up billboards in the city of Chicago to recruit officers.
Interesting.
So that's obviously having a good effect there, and certainly the $5,000 bonus certainly will not hurt there.
Yeah, it's quite the incentive.
5:30 right now. Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now. That's brought to you, of course, by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
News. I'm John Saucier. The House of Representatives passing a bill tonight to provide $14.3 billion in aid to Israel. This measure likely to be shot down to the Senate, according to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. President Biden said he would support a pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in order to get hostages out of Gaza. This after a confrontation yesterday with a protester demanding a ceasefire. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the United States does not support a ceasefire because they think it would give Hamas time to regroup.
The discussion of ensuring that Palestinian civilians, Gazans, innocent civilians in Gaza are able to get humanitarian assistance, whether that be water, fuel, medical aid, that continues to be something that we continue to emphasize regularly.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Israel and Jordan this week. The goal here, prevent fighting in Gaza from spreading and push for humanitarian aid. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, exercise equipment maker Peloton seeing a rough day on Wall Street after the company reported a bigger than expected quarterly loss and also issued a downbeat holiday season forecast. Looking at the numbers, Peloton losing 44 cents per share. Analysts were expecting a loss of around 34 cents. Revenues coming in around expectations, though, at $595 million. Economists were expecting around $591 million. The company says it's looking to boost revenues with high-profile partnerships and the relaunch of its Tread Plus service. And auto giant Toyota says it's recalling nearly 2 million RAV4s due to a potential fire risk. According to the company, RAV4 vehicles from the model years 2013 to 2018 could shift during forceful turns and possibly catch on fire. Toyota said that it will be notifying affected car owners before the end of the year if the vehicle is subject to the recall. On Wall Street today, stocks closed higher, the Dow up over 500 points, the NASDAQ up over 200. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning at 7 o'clock. We talked a lot about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech about the ongoing war against Hamas by Israel. Talked about Halloween safety and two different hatchet-related crimes that happened in Escambia County last week with Sheriff Chip Simmons at 7:35, and a lengthy conversation about the effort to incorporate Perdido after the debate that took place at the Escambia Legislative Delegation meeting last week. Good comments on both sides. That was at 6:35. You can find all of those on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Mike Florio told me he's heard a theory that at the end of the season, new Commanders owner Josh Harris will inquire what it would take to trade for Bill Belichick. This would fall in line with many assuming that Harris is looking to make a big splash this offseason. On the other side, would the Patriots trade Belichick, and does the hoodie want a new home? I could see Robert Kraft listening to that phone call, and Bill should be interested in a new spot after 24 years in New England. I'm Zach Gelb. Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, there's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager only $5 pregame moneyline wager required. First online real money wager only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit KSGamblingHelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit MDGamblingHelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 here in Wyoming. Here visit GamblingHelpMA.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. They took the credit for your second symphony.
I am 36 years old. Never in my life have I heard that song before. Who sings that?
The Buggles is what it says on here. You've never heard that song?
Never.
I have, but I think like my parents are almost 60, so they know it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, very good. 5:36. It's Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. Joe and Austin getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. We'll get our national stories coming up right after our latest check of the roads and weather.
Cool again overnight, but not as chilly. Overnight lows will be down in the 40s. Sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and each day it gets a little bit warmer. All through the weekend, we'll have high temperatures in the 70s, and it will be rain-free. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 65 degrees, mostly clear, overnight low 48. As far as the roads go, Austin, what's going on?
All right, well, for starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. At freshfromflorida.com, you can see what's in season, recipes that feature local ingredients, and more. Also, join the Fresh Florida Club today. That's freshfromflorida.com. All right, so looking at the traffic here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, in Pensacola, we are still seeing some congestion on Pensacola Boulevard as it goes to merge alongside North Palafox Street. And we're also seeing some backups up and down on Pine Forest Road. As for Santa Rosa, we were looking at Pace and Milton and those areas. Caroline Street near Blackwater River has seemingly just about cleared up. And it's also still going on a little bit where there's the intersection with Avalon Boulevard, but that has lessened some. And the same can be said about the intersection of Caroline Street and Florida Town Road.
All right. Taking a look at national headlines now, 5:37. By the way, the text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Republican senators last night tried to confirm more than 60 military officers' promotions in a direct challenge to Senator Tommy Tuberville. His blockade on promotions, he would not budge. Some of the senators involved in this include Joni Ernst, Lindsey Graham, and Mitt Romney.
An abuse of the powers we have as senators to say if there's something we vehemently disagree with, that we're going to use that power to hold up the promotion of over 350 men and women in our military.
So, and I was a little confused about this because it was last night. It was, I want to say, probably around 10:30 or so. And one of the last things I'll do is I'll just scroll through X and just to kind of see what's going on and see if there's anything going on. And I saw a bunch of posts about this and different videos of Lindsey Graham. I was like, what in the world is going on? So apparently this thing was going on for hours where, you know, in these type of meetings, you know, a senator will come up and say, hey, I motion that we confirm such and such a promotion in the Army, and yeah. I would like to do so without objection, right? So apparently all these senators just do this like 60 times, mm-hmm. and then Tommy Tuberville gets up after each one and objects. Yeah. So this went on for hours last night, and some sort of political theater grandstanding type thing. But so there's... all right.
Yeah, that sounds very tiring, and I didn't even know about it. There was a vote to expel Representative George Santos last night, but it failed. It fell short of the two-thirds needed to get him out. Santos has been under fire for months due to allegations of lying about his personal history, and he's also facing 23 federal charges, including allegedly stealing people's identities.
The Cornell University student who allegedly threatened to kill Jewish students is being held without bond. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Patrick Dye posted threats on a website to shoot up a kosher dining hall. He's facing 5 years in prison if convicted, and he's been suspended by the university, too.
One of the former Memphis officers accused in the killing of Tyree Nichols has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Desmond Mills Jr. pleaded guilty to 2 of 4 federal charges in a Tennessee court Thursday and also agreed to plead guilty to state charges. It's part of a plea deal with prosecutors that they say will require him to testify against other defendants in the case.
2 of Donald Trump's sons are done testifying in the former president's civil fraud trial. Trump Jr. pointed to the company's accounting department and others for any inaccurate documents the Trump organization sent to banks.
You pay experts millions of dollars to be experts. You sign off on what they give you.
Afterwards, Donald Trump Jr. also told reporters it's political persecution because banks in question made hundreds of millions of dollars. That's a look at what's happening in our national headlines. Oh, by the way, one more. The arraignment was today for Dwayne Davis, the man accused of killing Tupac Shakur, pleading not guilty to charges there. 5:41, taking a quick look at what's happening around the world of sports. It is Christmas Day for Austin.
Yes.
He has these Wake Forest Demon Deacons playing Duke tonight, 6:30 start time, and his Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday Night Football taking on the Will Levis-led Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football. Steelers at home kind of took one on the chin against the Jaguars last week, so... A big bounce-back week here, perhaps?
It should be. The Titans have a losing record right now, and as you said, the Steelers are at home. And hopefully it's the start to a tear for Pittsburgh, because next up I think they got like the 2-win Packers or something. So hopefully we can kind of get that win streak back.
Yeah, so we'll see. It's a 3-point spread, which at first I thought, man, that seems a little low, but then I remembered that the Steelers' offense averages about 3 points per game, and the defense averages like 13. So
I know. Yeah, we are definitely a one-sided team right now.
Yeah. Also, congratulations to the Texas Rangers winning the World Series for the first time in franchise history, beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 in Game 5 last night as well. So pretty cool there. Health, business, and science notes today. So Starbucks's holiday cups are in stores as of today. This year's theme is Share the Joy. There are 4 designs: peppermint swirl, ribbon spool, bobble wrap, and party plaid. So.
And if/when are you going to let them share the joy with you, Joe?
I will probably make it at some point to get a hot chocolate, but I mean, it's not. I'm not going to Starbucks for the holiday cups. And I don't really care. I mean, to me, it's not about whether it's, quote, Christmas season or not. If it's cool enough and I feel like getting a hot chocolate, I'm going to get a hot chocolate. So
that's fair.
Maybe within the next couple of nights here. I don't know.
Walmart is reopening over 100 stores that have been redesigned around the country. The remodeling project has cost the company over $500 million to revamp 117 stores. The new layouts will include more space, checkout lines designed with customer feedback, expanded pharmacies, and updated vision centers.
Also, jobless claims are up. The Labor Department says the number of Americans who applied for first-time unemployment jumped 5,000 from the prior week. Today's numbers coming in at 217,000.
And Six Flags and Cedar Fair are merging to create a powerhouse theme park company. Together, the companies control 27 amusement parks and 15 water parks in North America. The new company will keep the name Six Flags, but trade under Cedar Fair's stock ticker, FUN.
All right. Uber and Lyft are agreeing to pay a combined $328 million to settle allegations that the companies unlawfully withheld wages from drivers. It was also alleged the companies failed to provide mandatory paid sick leave. More than 100,000 drivers could be eligible to receive the funds and benefits under those agreements.
And Toyota is recalling more than 1 million vehicles. On Wednesday, the company announced a recall of certain RAV4s from model years 2013 all the way up to 2018. Toyota says there's an issue with the car's replacement batteries, which can spark a fire.
DoorDash is sending a message to those who don't tip. You may not get good service.
I feel like we're already paying a lot, and the prices basically have been increasing ever. I've been using it for maybe like 7-8 years, and slowly it's always just been increasing. So I don't know, maybe if you want drivers to be tipped, there should be other incentives.
It is crazy to me how, when you think about it, I mean, DoorDash is super expensive.
Yes.
It's like you can order a McDonald's number 3 and delivery and with tips and fees, it's like $40, man, for somebody to pick it up and take it like 3 miles to my house. But anyway, yeah. Customers will see a pop-up disclaimer in the app warning their food may take longer to arrive if you choose to forego the tip ahead of time. And that's because drivers can pick and choose the orders they want to pick up, often going for the ones that pay the most, which certainly would make sense. The advisory is part of a pilot program only in some service areas, though.
Yeah, and the thing is, it sounds spiteful at first. Well, if you don't tip them, you won't get good service. But that is a genuine warning. Like, these guys are picking and choosing which ones they take. If you're not paying them a tip, they're just all the less likely to do it.
And I'm, I guess, proud to say that I am a great tipper. It's just one of those things that I just always make sure to tip really well. And that includes, like, you know, if it's DoorDash or if it's just, you know, Pizza Hut or whatever, I will make sure to tip, mainly because I don't have cash. But number two, it's like, I want the experience for both of us to be pleasurable, because I've been there. I was a delivery driver. And, you know, for as much as you say, oh, you can't take it personally, you know, sometimes it's just a cultural thing. And but man, let me tell you what. When you have like a relatively big order, or if you're driving like, you know, long ways and you get there and you don't get a tip,
it hurts.
You, it hurts. And, you know, you kind of have a sore attitude towards the person when you leave.
Yeah. I understand. If it's short distance and if it's just a little something, yeah, that's one thing. But the more of an inconvenience it is, the more the tip feels necessary. If you're someone who is intrigued by DiGiorno's Thanksgiving pizza, Joe and myself, we were not.
Nope.
This might be the perfect treat to finish it off. Baskin-Robbins has a new flavor of the month, and it's called Turkey Day Fixins. It combines flavors of sweet potato and autumn spice, along with chunks of honey cornbread and tart swirls of cranberry sauce. It's available all month long at Baskin-Robbins locations nationwide.
Yeah, I like my ice cream like I like my pizza. I'm very boring and bland. So strawberry, chocolate. I think the most craziest I will go with my ice cream would probably be chocolate peanut butter. and same thing with my pizza. It's just cheese, sausage. So, yeah, I'm out on the Thanksgiving pizza, and I'm definitely out on any ice cream that includes flavors of sweet potato.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
All right, 5:47, a little late to traffic and weather, then we'll move on to pop culture notes. Austin?
All right, so we're looking at traffic here in Escambia County, and some of the congestion that we were talking about earlier has seemingly cleared up at least a decent amount. We are still dealing with some on Pensacola Boulevard, where it merges with North Palafox Street. We are still dealing with some there. And Pine Forest Road has some splotchy congestion here and there on both sides. But that's just about the biggest offenders in Pensacola. Looking at Santa Rosa County towards the Pace and Milton areas, we were seeing some congestion where Caroline Street intersects with Florida Town Road, and that is still present, unfortunately. But a lot of the congestion we saw at the intersection with Caroline Street and Avalon Boulevard has subsided.
All right. Thank you very much. Right now, it's clear skies for the most part, and 65 degrees, cooling down to 48 for the low tonight. Friday, we'll see sunny and 72 degrees for the high with an overnight low of 54. Friday night football weather looks absolutely perfect, as does the Blue Angel homecoming air show day one there. Saturday, increasing temperatures to 75 and 77 for the high on Sunday. Sunshine abounding over tomorrow and through the weekend as well. Taking a look at pop culture notes today. So it is finally out, the very last Beatles song, thanks to AI, Now and Then is its name. It was written and sung by John Lennon decades ago. Newly developed AI technology allowed every Beatle to contribute to the finished song, including guitar parts recorded by George Harrison before his death, Ringo Starr's drumming, and Paul McCartney's bass and piano.
And Matthew Perry, it is reported, he did not have fentanyl or meth in his system at the time of his death. A more in-depth analysis is being conducted to see if harmful amounts of any other drugs are present in his blood. In spite of his very public struggle with addiction throughout his life, several people close to Perry said that he was sober and seemed happy in the days leading up to his death.
All right, Billy Joel is setting his final residency show at Madison Square Garden. His 104th and final show will be on July 25th. Tickets will go on sale for that next Friday, says he'll be spending more time with his wife and daughters in Florida.
How about that? This year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been chosen. The tree is a Norway spruce that measures 80 feet tall and 43 feet in diameter. The annual lighting ceremony is on November 29th and will be hosted by Kelly Clarkson.
5:50, we'll take our final break this hour. Wacky and weird stuff and good news to finish up hour number two. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I think we're 2 for 2 now on songs I've never heard before. I'm telling you, man, my Rolodex of songs that I've listened to in my life is pretty narrow. Who's that by?
That was by The Cars.
I wonder, you know, this may be a good idea just to see how thin my Rolodex is. Do your best when you pick the bumper music just to see, yep. Like, there's no way he's heard this song, and just okay. See how many we get in a given show, because you could probably bat 1,000 on that one. You're 2 for 2 right now in the last couple of segments. 5:53 here, News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you here for about 7 more minutes here before we throw it to Channel 3 for their 6 o'clock update. Getting some wacky and weird stories here before we get our final check of the roads and weather. We were talking last segment about DoorDash and kind of the meal deliveries, and here is just an awful, awful, awful experience that a guy in Utah had. So this gentleman ordered Chick-fil-A through Grubhub the other day, sandwich, fries, and a milkshake. Instead of the milkshake, though, he got a warm cup of pee. That's right. As it turns out, the driver likes to save time by not taking bathroom breaks, so he'll use empty cups to relieve himself, and apparently went in a styrofoam cup that, according to the driver, would have easily been mistaken for the milkshake. So the guy got that instead of the milkshake.
Yes.
And I don't want to tell you how he found out. But, yeah, just brutal. Grubhub says that the driver no longer works for them. So,
Nor should he. But let me ask you this. It says warm cup of pee, and it said a milkshake. So we've got something that's warm and something that's cold. How do you make that mistake?
Huh.
And the thing is, it's like the density of the liquids as well. I don't know.
There's
no reason. There's
I don't
no
think
excuse.
Anybody is when they get the. I mean, the guy comes to your door, you pick it up, and I don't think you think about it in the initial thing. I mean, how many? I don't know. Yeah, I can't fathom that. But I just, you know, you're trusting that what you ordered is there.
That's fair.
From the
consumer's perspective, that's very true.
Yeah, I don't know.
And two trucks crashed on a highway in Canada last week. One was towing a trailer filled with fireworks. The accident happened at 10 p.m. and the fireworks just started going off. So drivers stuck in traffic got an hour-long fireworks show. No one was seriously hurt, but one driver was treated for minor injuries.
Also, a Colorado funeral home is being accused of giving families fake ashes. Apparently, the funeral home, according to investigators, was just improperly storing the bodies, allowing them to rot, and just sending the fake ashes instead. One customer apparently even saying that the ashes were actually quikrete.
One little dropper of water and mixed them up, and the reaction, it looked very, very similar in little pasty consistency and everything. And then when it dried into little tiny little rocks.
Yeah, it's not good there.
Once again, I mean, that's just negligence.
Sure. Well, it's a whole lot of things. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, it's wrong in all kinds of ways.
5:56, final check of the roads and weather tonight, or this evening, or this hour, I should say.
Yeah. Well, looking at traffic first, I mean, I don't know if you remember, Joe, but just last night, we saw things clear up and things were running pretty smoothly. And it seems like we're seeing something similar here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. We're seeing some splotches of congestion on Airport Boulevard, but it's nothing too crazy. Beyond that, we're seeing some hiccups here and there. As for Santa Rosa County, we had previously reported on congestion near the intersection of Caroline Street and Avalon Boulevard, but that has seemingly died down tremendously.
All right, very good. Always love to hear that.
The weather overnight, not quite as chilly with low temperatures down in the 40s. Still cool, but not as cold. Clear skies tonight, and we'll have sunshine over the next several days all the way through the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, high temperatures will be in the 70s and a little bit warmer each day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now it is 65 degrees. Should see mostly clear skies overnight. 48 is the forecasted low. Taking a look at some good news, we'll start with a couple of animals with fun names are in the news. First, a big-eared bat named William Shakespeare. See what I did there?
Yeah, I saw.
Well, see what they did there, not me. So William Shakespeare won a bat beauty contest in Oregon. Also, there was a runaway pig that was missing in Pennsylvania for 17 days. Back home now, safe and sound, thankfully. His name is Kevin Bacon.
Fittingly.
And the real Kevin Bacon, the actor, of course, is receiving a little bit of the credit for helping to make it happen, as Bacon posted about it on social media, saying, "Bring Kevin Bacon home." And they most certainly did. So congratulations to William Shakespeare and Kevin Bacon on their good fortunes.
Well, and we actually got a caller at the end of last hour who even said that puts keeping the puns going. He even mentioned that that puts a whole new meaning to bringing home the bacon.
There you go.
Yeah, that was cute.
Well done out of the listener there.
And also, a charity called the Heart Gift Foundation brought a four-year-old girl from Syria to the U.S. for heart surgery. Her name is Naz Hassan, and she's been living in Louisiana with her mother. Their doctor invited them to stay at his house, and the best news is she got her surgery. It happened October 30th, took 6 hours, but was successful. Halloween's her favorite holiday, and they knew she wouldn't be able to celebrate it on the 31st. So her doctor's neighbors heard about it and decided to help celebrate early. More than 60 houses participated in a trick-or-treating event just for her, where she went as a butterfly.
A good job out of the doctor there. Good job out of the neighborhood. And thankfully, Naz Hassan and daughter are on the road to recovery there. Very good. 5:59, 12-minute break for us. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. And then we're back with another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.